Hello and welcome to round two of the Pecking Order Show, a show where we talk about the struggle for the supremacy in Australian football, everything from the serious to the ridiculous. My name is Cody and joining me is my brother Jake on Skype. Jake, how are you doing this evening?
Cody, I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thanks. Let's get into round two, Ace. TPO Rankings. So in round two of the Pecking Order Show, we'll be talking all things about the Pecking Order Championship. Now, we mentioned this briefly last week, ran out of time, so we're going to be nailing it tonight. Jake's going to break down what it is and who are the current holders. We're then going to briefly discuss some of the interesting movements from the weekend's games within the rankings, and have a look at a couple of the upcoming games this weekend around the country. Now, if you're watching on YouTube, guys, hit the big red button down below, big red subscribe button down below, and on Facebook, give us a like and a share. It helps us out, but also our future content, you'll be more likely to see it pop up in the newsfeed. Okay, let's get going. Jake, what is the Pecking Order Championship?
All right, let's get into it. So hopefully by now, most people watching this will know that we've got the Pecking Order Rankings, which is essentially like, well, the way that I explain it is like the FIFA World Rankings, but it's for Australian football clubs. And that, I guess you can think of that as our more formal way of determining the best club in Australia at a point in time. Compared to that, the Pecking Order Championship, or TPOC, it's kind of our informal or tongue-in-cheek kind of way of determining Australia's best football club. So it's another method, a little bit more on the ridiculous side of the scale. Mm-hmm. The idea originally came from some fans in Scotland back in the day, and you can imagine how this conversation would have gone, probably in a pub somewhere. It was in 1967, I think, when Scotland beat England in an international game, and it just happened that was the first loss that England had after they won the World Cup in 66. So
okay.
These Scottish fans sitting in a pub declared that, seeing as though they were the first to beat the world champions, that must make them the unofficial world champions.
Makes sense.
So I think that's where it started, and a journalist might have run with it. And at some point, somebody picked it up and thought, well, I'm going to look at this a bit more seriously. And he went back to the first ever official international game and basically traced this unofficial world champion all the way through time. And the first ever game was in the 1800s. So. Mm-hmm. It's go and Google unofficial world champion, and you'll see all the information. But essentially, we've borrowed, stolen the idea, and we've applied it to Australian club football. So to put it very simply, it works essentially like this. So the champion at the time, the pecking order champion, is thrown into these never-ending series of matches in kind of like a boxing-style format. So the champion is the champion until they lose. And there's no league tables, there's no tournaments, it's only the title matches that matter. So the champion at some point will always lose, as we know, but until that point comes, they retain their title. And so that if it's a draw, they retain their title. If they win, they're still the champion. If they lose, the victor becomes the champion.
Makes sense.
So what we've done is we've actually traced this back. The lineage starts in 1977. We've picked the first ever NSL champion, Hakoa at the time, when they won it in 77, became the inaugural NSL champions. But much more importantly for that than that, as far as we're concerned, is that they became the first TPO champion. So the very next game after that was the first title match, and we've traced it from that point onwards. And as we say, it's gone over nearly 40 years now,
over 40 years.
So I guess just a little bit of some of the kind of key points there in terms of what's happened since then. There's been over 1,100 title matches in that time. You probably expect all or most would have been in the NSL and then the A-League, but probably only about 400 of those were in the NSL. A little over 600 were in different state leagues. So it's actually, this is one of the things I find really interesting about it. It hasn't spent all its time only in the top tier. It actually fell down into the New South Wales State League and bounced around.
More than half of its time in the state leagues.
Exactly. And it's only recently made its way back into the top tier with the A-League. So.
Okay, yep.
47 different clubs have held it at a point in time.
Okay.
And the one thing that I noted down as I was looking through this, which I found interesting, is that Footscray, when they were playing in the NSL, played in 23 different title matches across their time in the NSL and didn't win a single one of them. So it's one of those records that they've never actually held the title.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Having a number of good opportunities.
Absolutely. So who are the current the pecking order championship holders?
So right now, the TPOC title holder is Sydney FC.
As you'd expect,
which
I suppose.
Probably wouldn't surprise anybody, and they've actually held it since September last year, 2017. So they haven't lost a game since then.
Wow.
The official game against Australian opposition. But I guess to prove that it's actually pretty interesting and not always straightforward, if you'd asked me the same question only 1 year ago, I would have said that AP Leichhardt from the New South Wales NPL was the champion at the time. So. Just goes to show it hasn't always been in the top tier, and it's actually spent a lot of time outside of the A-League.
A-League, yeah. Yeah, nice one. All right, so who are the holders? So we've got the overall TPOC championship holder, but then you've also broken it down into each individual state federation. Is that right? And who are the holders?
Yeah, so we kind of said, well, what we've been talking about to determine the best club in Australia in a tongue-in-cheek kind of way, we've also done like a subversion of that subtitle, one for each of the states, and it essentially works the same way, the only difference being that it has to be between two clubs in that state. So there's a Queensland title holder and a Victorian and all the others. So I guess at the moment, just to run through who's the current holder.
Yeah,
some of these have changed in the last few days. So in Queensland, we've currently got Olympic FC, who have had a couple of good wins in the last couple of weeks. Blacktown City in New South Wales are the holders from last year, and their season starts in the next couple of weeks. Broadmeadow Magic in northern New South Wales won it in the grand final on the last day. Victoria, we've got Bentley Greens, and they had a win on the weekend to hold on to the title.
Yep.
South Australia, it's just changed again. So Adelaide Olympic had a win against Para Hills Knights and won the title there.
And they only, Parry Hills just won it off someone else the previous week, didn't they?
Yeah, off Croydon Kings the week before.
Croydon Kings, so that's the one, yep.
Changed twice this season already in two rounds.
Okay, yep.
Western Australia, we've got Bayswater City, and they won on the weekend to hold their title. Tasmania, you've got South Hobart, and they've actually not lost since about May, early May, I think it was, in 2017. So they've held the title since then.
Wow.
They've not lost against Tasmanian opposition, at least. And then the last ones are in the ACT, Belconnen currently hold it, although there's an asterisk against that, which is an interesting point, because on the final day of the season, Belconnen actually lost to the FFA Centre of Excellence. So,
but they don't exist.
Technically, they would have taken it, but given that was their last ever game and they no longer
exist. We want to keep it, want to keep it alive.
Exactly, so it reverts to the former title holder. And in the Northern Territory, Hellenic. So those are all the different ones, but I guess before we move on, I guess quick question for you, Cody.
Yep.
I have a feeling as I've been researching this, mentioned it, so we'll see how well you actually listen to me. But the question would be, over time, in terms of the overall TPOC, who would you say out of all Australian clubs, as I said, 47 have held it at some point, which club would you say has held it for the longest or had the most wins while being the title holder?
I'd go with Hakoa, who I think you said they won it first, so I'll stick with them.
Yeah, you're not too far away. They're in, I think, the top 10, particularly because, as I said, it dropped down to the New South Wales State League where Hakoa was playing for a while, but it's actually Blacktown City.
Okay.
And being in New South Wales, they won a lot of those games in the time. But the interesting thing with Blacktown and the TPOC is that because they've won the most games, they've held it for the most time, they're on top of the rankings, but they also happen to be the club that lost a TPOC title match to an A-League club and let the TPOC go back into the A-League. So despite holding it for a long time, they lost to Western Sydney in the FFA Cup and it went back to the A-League. So there you go.
That's interesting. Very interesting. All right. Well, thanks for that, Jake. Thanks for that explanation. If anyone has any questions around that, please just hit us up in the comments as always and Jake will be sure to get back to you. Next up, let's run through some of the results from the weekend just gone and the impact it's had on the TPO rankings. Okay, so we had a few games picked out last week, so let's do a quick recap of those. So Moreton Bay versus Olympic in the Queensland NPL. Olympic made it 4 from 4 on a very wet and rainy weekend in Queensland, in Brisbane. Olympic are now taking an early 5-point lead on the ladder, and I'm imagining they've moved up the rankings a bit, Jake?
Yeah, they've moved up into about 30, or the mid-30s, I think it is. So they're still outside the top 25.
Yep.
Very good start to the year, but at the same time, the 5-point gap is because most of those other clubs have still got a game in hand.
Yeah, sure.
So
yeah.
Very wet weekend in Brisbane, and it was the only one in Brisbane to be played. So
okay.
We'll see what happens, but they've won against a couple of top teams, so looking good.
Yep, the other game we had picked out was in the Queensland, the FQPL, Rochedale and Peninsula washed out, so we'll quickly move on from that. I think this is one of your games you had lined up was Perth Soccer Club versus Perth Glory Youth Team.
Yep.
What was the result there?
So Perth Glory got up over Perth there.
That's a bit of a surprise, I think, wouldn't it be?
A bit of a surprise,
yeah.
if you're looking at the rankings. And the reason I picked it out at the time was because Perth had a chance to potentially become the top-ranked club in Western Australia if they won that and jump over Bayswater. Which didn't happen, obviously, so they actually dropped a lot of points.
Yeah, wow. The youth teams are always a bit unpredictable. You never really know who's going to be playing from dropping down from the A-League teams.
Exactly right. I mean, the squad tends to change a bit, particularly between the youth league season when they're playing other youth league teams and then the NPL. So
absolutely.
You know, the rankings for those teams is impacted by both of those leagues. So change in personnel can have an impact.
Yep. Port Melbourne Sharks versus Heidelberg. Heidelberg getting their season off with a 1-0 win. They were in ninth on the rankings. I'm guessing they've stayed where they are.
They're in 10th, so they're above Central Coast Mariners.
Yes.
So they picked up a few points, not a lot, because they were expected to win.
Yep.
But Mariners had a win against Wellington, which is interesting because those are the two clubs just
around them,
Heidelberg.
Yeah.
So Central Coast gained a little bit of ground, but Wellington lost some ground. So Heidelberg, I wouldn't be surprised after their next game that they're not in 10th. They'll either be in 9th or somewhere below that, I would think.
Yeah, okay, interesting. I picked out the Sydney Derby. Now, Sydney FC, the current TPOC holders of the country, they got up 3-1. So they're just marching on and on in on number one in the TPOC rankings.
Yeah, if you look at the points gap between them and second, which is Melbourne Victory at the moment after the weekend's games, there's a huge gap. So it's going to take some time, even if they start losing some games, for the others to catch them.
Yeah, absolutely. And the last one I picked out was Campbelltown City in the South Australian NPL versus Adelaide City. And Campbelltown getting up 1-0. And Jake, I think they've jumped, I looked at this earlier, up 4 spots from that game and up to 34th on the rankings. And Adelaide City dropped a couple.
Yep. So Adelaide dropped a bunch of points. I think it was City were the favourites, but Campbelltown ranked reasonably highly as well. So it's a good win for Campbelltown, and they're not too far from the top 25.
Yeah, charging on. Great start to the season.
Cool.
So let's look into some of this weekend, coming weekend's games that pique our interest. Now, you went first last week and stole one of my games, so I'm going first this week, and we'll just do 2 games each. Well, I'm going to do 2. I'll try and limit you to 2 as well.
How about we go 1 for 1?
Okay, let's do that. 1 for 1. All right, well, I'm going to continue on with Campbelltown City. They've piqued my interest the last couple of weeks. They play Croydon Kings this Saturday night. I've been really enjoying watching Campbelltown's rise up the rankings. As I mentioned, they've jumped up to 34th spot. And Croydon Kings, who were, I think, inside the top 25, have just dropped outside of it. And anyway, either way, they're 7 places above Campbelltown City. So I'm guessing we'll have a look at their predictions. Maybe put a slideshow up, an image up for people at home. But I'm thinking Croydon Kings will be slight favourites. Maybe not at home, but I think that'll be a really an interesting game to follow. Now, your game.
Fair enough. So the games I've picked 3. I know you tried to keep me to 2, but I couldn't do it. They're the pecking order championship themed, given that's what we were talking about tonight. So the first one I had was Newcastle Jets versus Sydney, mostly because Sydney being the TPOC holders and they've held it since November, just waiting to see who will knock them off that podium. And Newcastle's probably one of the best bets for if a team's going to do it. And I guess even though everybody knows at this stage that Sydney's going to win the league and the premiership at least, it could be mathematically confirmed with a win this weekend. In fact, I think it will be if they win. So an important game from that point of view, even though it's all but confirmed anyway.
Yep. All right, well, I'll go on. No, you go because you've got three, so you go your second game.
All right, so my other one's in the Victorian NPL. I've got Oakley Cannons and Bentley Greens, again, because of the Teapot. So Bentley Greens being the holders there, and whether they can hold off Oakley Cannons, who's started really well. And both of those clubs are in the top 20 ranked clubs in Australia, in the whole country, so it should be a good game.
Oakley Cannons have a loss?
They had a win in week one.
Okay.
Yep.
You sure?
You're testing me at this point, but
because that feeds into my second game, Melbourne Knights. I have a feeling Melbourne Knights beat them 3-2.
Yeah, no, you're right. But in fact, looking at the top 25 rankings right now, they did drop points, but not enough to drop them outside the top 20. Yep. So Bentley Greens will still be favourites there. But I guess the other reason I picked
just
that
hang on a sec. Did I just pick you up on a mistake in your own
can
rankings?
Can we edit that?
No, we're leaving that in. Sorry, keep going.
There's too many games in a week. The other reason I picked that one out is because over the past few years, Oakley Cannons has actually been Bentley Green's bogey team
in terms of
dropping points that they probably wouldn't have been expected to. So, yeah, that's why I've got that one.
All right, well, as I just mentioned, my second game, Melbourne Knights, coming off a good win against Oakley Cannons round one versus, is it Pasco Vale? Or Vale, I'm not sure how to pronounce most of these football teams. This game is Friday night. Pasco Vale beat Northcote City 4-1, and they're now in the top 25 of the rankings, in at 23rd they're one of those teams I haven't heard a lot about. They just snuck in there to 23rd on the rankings. They've jumped above Croydon Kings, Green Gully, Brisbane Strikers and Sydney Olympics, some massive teams. And the TPO probabilities, I think, is an interesting one here. Has the Knights with only a 17% chance of winning this game. I think it's, those, as we mentioned, I think last week, those rankings really are based off the previous results, which are from last season. So they might have recruited well in the off-season, have a new coach. I'm not really sure what's going on there. But, I'm looking forward to the result of that one, and that's on the Friday night. What's the third game you've got, Jake?
That one I have is the New South Wales NPL 2, which starts this weekend, so starts a week before the NPL 1. And it's St George and Parramatta, so two ex-NSL clubs in their day. And I've picked this one because, it's TPOC-themed. Neither of these are the TPOC holders in that state in New South Wales, but they've both had an impact in the past. And I've picked this one because St George... it gives me an excuse to kind of tell this story, but St George, they're probably the club out of all of those 47 that have held it at some point that have had the biggest impact in terms of where the title has gone. The reason being, back in the 1990-91 NSL season, on the last day of the season, Sydney United were the holders at the time, and they played St George and lost 3-0, so St George became the title holders. Now, that game happened to be St George's last in the NSL. They were booted, relegated. Somebody will know better than I will, but essentially their next game wasn't until 92 when they played in the New South Wales State League, and that's where they took the title. So that's the way it works. As we said, the title holder is the champion until they're beaten. So St George took the title into New South Wales, and it stayed there for 25 odd years. So if it wasn't for St George, maybe it'd be a lot different.
Yeah, wow.
So that's why I picked that game, St George versus Parramatta.
Cool. And do you know where they are situated in the rankings at the moment?
They're both a bit further down. They're probably mid-table in terms of the NPL 2 clubs, but they're actually very close together, so it's predicted to be a tight game.
Cool. Well, thanks, Jake. And that pretty much does it for round two. We spoke mostly about the Pecking Order Championship. If anyone watching has any questions around that, around any of the things we've mentioned, or if you're interested in your own particular club or league that you're in, just hit us up in a message on Facebook or YouTube or in the comments section, and I'll get Jake on to replying back to you. As I mentioned earlier, guys, if you're watching on YouTube, please give us a subscribe. It really does help us out. And on Facebook, a share and a like. If you think anyone else would enjoy the show, we're looking to cover a lot more things in the weeks to come. Now, if you're interested in some TPO predicted league tables, we're going to be rolling that after the show finishes just now. Just some images through the different leagues. So hold on for that one. Thanks, everyone, for watching. Jake, thanks very much for joining me tonight.
Thanks, Tony.
Awesome. And we'll see you all next time in round 3 of the Pecking Order Show. See you later.